This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Extreme heat disrupts normal life across Tarai Madhes region. Heat wave likely to continue for a few more days. Nepal elected chair of UN General Assembly's first committee on disarmament and international security. Over 500,000 foreign tourists visit Nepal in 5 months of 2026. And US launches strikes on Iran. Iranian missiles target Kuwait and Bahrain. Now the news in detail. Extreme heat and heat wave conditions have disrupted normal life across the Tarai Madhes region, forcing people to stay indoors and affecting daily activities, education and outdoor work. The scorching sun and rising temperatures have significantly reduced movement in markets, towns and rural areas during the daytime. Daily wage workers have been among the hardest hit as prolonged exposure to the heat has made outdoor work difficult. The heat has also affected schools, with students facing discomfort in classrooms due to inadequate cooling facilities. Meteorologist Rajiv Jha of the Hydrology and Meteorology Office in Janakpur said heat wave conditions are likely to continue for a few more days, with maximum temperatures expected to range between 39 and 41 degrees Celsius. Health workers have reported rise in heat-related illness, including dehydration, headaches, fever, and excessive fatigue. Nepal has been elected chair of the first Committee on Disarmament and International Security of the 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly, marking a significant diplomatic achievement for the country. The election is seen as recognition of Nepal's long-standing commitment to multilateralism, global peace, international security and disarmament efforts. Following the election, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, thanked member states for their trust and support. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Ambassador Thapa has pledged to carry out the responsibility of the position with fairness, transparency and inclusiveness. The first committee of the United Nations General Assembly is responsible for discussions on disarmament, international security and global peace. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP President Ravi Lamisane held separate meetings yesterday with India's Home Minister Amit Shah and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar during his ongoing visit to New Delhi. According to the RSP, the meeting with Indian Home Minister Shah focused on Nepal-India relations, mutual interest, democratic practices, security cooperation, and political party-level engagement between the two countries. In a separate meeting with India, External Affairs Minister Jaishankar, discussion centered on Nepal-India development partnership and strengthening people-to-people relations to support growth and prosperity. Earlier, Lamisane also met Bharatiya Janata Party leader Nitin Naveen as part of his 5-day visit to India. Nepal has recorded a significant increase in foreign tourist arrivals in May this year, with more than 102,000 visitors entering the country by air. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, 102,626 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal in May this year, up 19% from the same month last year, and 31% higher than the pre-pandemic level recorded in May 2019. Senior manager of the board, Surya Thapolia, said Nepal has also become an attractive destination for Indian and other South Asian tourists seeking a relatively affordable holiday option. Nearly 41,000 Indian tourists visited Nepal in May, compared to 28,000 during the same period last year. China ranked second with 11,500 visitors, followed by the United States, Bangladesh and the United Kingdom. In the first 5 months of 2026, Nepal has welcomed 529,000 foreign tourists by air, surpassing the figures recorded during the same period in both 2025 and 2024. The third meeting of the Nepal-China Cooperation Mechanism on Project Implementation was held in Kathmandu. The meeting was co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming yesterday. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, the meeting reviewed ongoing Nepal-China development projects and agreed to speed of implementation of priority programs. The mechanism formed under a 2018 MOU regularly reviews bilateral cooperation projects and addresses implementation issues. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States military says it has carried out self-defense strikes on Iran and intercepted ballistic missiles and drones targeting ships and Gulf countries amid rising tensions in the region. According to the U.S. Central Command, the strikes on Kursham Island in the Strait of Hormuz were conducted in response to attempted Iranian attacks across the Middle East. It said an Iranian military ground control station was targeted. The BBC cited the command as saying it shut down three attack drones aimed at civilian vessels transiting regional waters. According to the U.S. command, Iran fired missiles towards Kuwait and Bahrain. It also said two missiles aimed at Kuwait broke apart or fell short, while three missiles fired at Bahrain were intercepted by U.S. and Bahraini air defense systems. A Kuwaiti military official has denounced the Iranian missile and drone attacks on his country that wounded an unspecified number of people and shut down the international airport. Iran, however, said it had targeted U.S. bases and helicopters in a regional country in retaliation and warned of consequences if security in the Strait of Hormuz is disrupted. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said interfering with the Strait of Hormuz would carry a heavy price rather for U.S. forces. The latest exchanges come amid stalled ceasefire negotiations after talks over ending the months-long conflict failed to progress. Israel has continued military strikes in southern Lebanon on Tuesday, but did not target Beirut following a partial ceasefire agreement with the Iran-backed group Hezbollah. According to the BBC, Lebanon said the agreement announced by U.S. President Donald Trump late Monday includes a commitment that Israeli forces would not strike the capital in exchange for Hezbollah refraining from attacks on Israel. The developments came after Iran said Israeli operations in Lebanon could undermine ongoing efforts to reach a broader deal aimed at ending the conflict involving the United States. Following the ceasefire announcement, the Israeli military said it intercepted two projectiles fired towards northern Israel. Hezbollah, meanwhile, said it carried out attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, where officials reported deadly Israeli strikes. Tensions remain high despite the partial ceasefire announcement, with both sides continuing limited military actions. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. While partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Terai region, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall is also likely to occur at one or two places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. Hot conditions are likely over Madhya province and the Terai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Extreme heat disrupts normal life across the Rima. This region, heat wave likely to continue for a few more days. Nepal elected chair of UN General Assembly's first committee on disarmament and international security. Over 500,000 foreign tourists visit Nepal in 5 months of 2026, and US launches its strikes on Iran. Iranian missiles target Kuwait and Bahrain. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.